Good morning. It is June 29th, 2 days after my 40th birthday, by the way. So thank everybody on Facebook and everywhere else that wished me a happy birthday. It made the day really great. So this week on Goddess Talks, we are going to talk about the relationship between social media and writing. The two have both a love-hate relationship with each other. If you'd like to join the conversation today, you can call in at 310-982-4134 and talk to me about it. It was a long time before I got the point of Instagram. I didn't understand what good was it for me to send out pictures of everything, I guess. I think my social media relationship started on MySpace, what seems like a million years ago. I was living in Jacksonville, North Carolina, and writing as often and as thoroughly as I could. And I was much more available in those days to write, I guess. I published a couple books with Red Rose Publishing, one with Highland Press, another one with Champagne Publishing. And, you know, I really thought this is the start of my writing career. I'm going to do this for the rest of my life. I'm going to stop working. but none of those things happened. And I couldn't figure out what I was doing wrong. I had a lot of words out there. Everybody kept telling me that the reviews came back powerful. And I had the impression that I was on the right track to be a writer, to be an author, to be someone who's on a USA Today bestsellers list, a New York Times bestsellers list, something, Amazon bestsellers list. None of those things happened for me, and it really took the wind out of my sails for writing. It almost was like, it didn't matter what people say or the people who read it, what they thought about your book, because nobody was sharing your book. I come from an incredibly large family. Easily, I should have sold about 100 to 150 books. and then it just dwindled out. And again, I had to ask myself, what is it that I'm doing wrong? So then I got the bright idea. by this time, Facebook was far more powerful than MySpace. So I transitioned over to Facebook. I still wasn't on anything else. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to start using Facebook advertising. I had no idea what I was doing. I followed the prompts and paid $50 for absolutely nothing. And then I thought, okay, let me go take a look at Twitter. Now, mind you, I didn't have a single follower on Twitter or anything. I didn't know what a hashtag was, let alone how to use one. So I went on Twitter, and I did the exact same thing on Facebook. I posted random stuff and then spent $50 on an advertisement that did nothing. So while $100 might not be a lot of money for advertising for a lot of people, I didn't make that on the last three books. So it was out of pocket. And that's when I really started to make the decision, maybe writing's not for me. I can't get people to purchase my book, so maybe it's just not something that I should be doing. And I let that thought hold on to me for quite a few years. I realized in hindsight, it wasn't the writing that was the problem. It was my lack of education and understanding how the world works in 2019. We get most of our information from social media, whether it be Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or LinkedIn or Reddit. Oh, by the way, not this has anything to do, doesn't have anything to do with writing, but I'm definitely a Reddit fan in 2019. So moving back to Facebook for a moment. Facebook was easy. It was before the others. It had a similar yet different outlook than MySpace did. So a lot of us were able to make that easy transition. Now I'm a product of the 90s, which is to say I was born in the 70s and grew up in the 90s. And so MySpace was huge. It allowed us to connect with our friends, people we have gone to high school with. and, you know, people we haven't seen or spoken to in decades. And then Facebook came along and it just exploded the cohesiveness between, you know, different countries and different parts of the world. You could just as easily talk to somebody in China as you could next door. But what did that have to do with my writing, and how did it make my writing unsuccessful? Well, it comes down to education. How do you get people to look at your posts on Facebook? I know now that a video, an interesting video, is going to pull in a little more viewers, but a picture, something that has there's something that calls out to them, that has a good tagline or just a good image, that those are going to catch someone's eye more than a post with just a link. On Twitter, I have learned what hashtags were and how they're used. And I know that sounds so infantile now, because I'm pretty sure my 19-year-old daughter can use hashtags for everything. She can get more followers in a week than I can in a year. So we're looking at, so if you were to go to Twitter today, the trending hashtags are hashtag protect, hashtag sat splat, hashtag Saturday morning, hashtag Saturday thoughts. There's a few others, but what does that do for you? How does the hashtag benefit you? Well, it enables other people to see you that aren't following you. I didn't understand that, and I'm pretty sure I lost a lot of potential business because of it. I did learn how to use Twitter. I feel like I have a good, strong foundation in Twitter these days. Instagram was something that I struggled with. It was one of those things that I definitely thought was, that just catered towards this me generation, which makes me sound old to say. And by me generation, I just mean the people who like taking selfies of themselves and posting them everywhere. That's not to say it's a bad thing. I think it's beautiful that people want to capture every moment of their life. But I didn't think Instagram was for me. I'm not a selfie person. I don't take pictures. I have 3 grandchildren, and if it wasn't for my daughters, I don't know that I would have as many pictures as I do. I don't know what that says about me as a human, but there you go. But before I get to Instagram and my journey to the rest of them, I am going to play our first ad today. What I'd like to mention before this ad plays is the Ellis Planetarium in Kinston, North Carolina, is currently trying to raise money to get a Nintendo Switch. There is a Pokemon Go event on July 6th, I believe, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And she would also like to offer the kids an opportunity to play games as well as learn about the science of the animals and explore the planetarium. So if you'd like to donate to that, the information is in the commercial on how you can get a hold of them. It's the Ellis Planetarium in Kinston, North Carolina, or you can go online and find them there. It's time to visit the Ellis Planetarium Health and Science Museum in Kinston, North Carolina. This 52-seat planetarium is a large round room with a 24-foot giant dome where the sky is projected. They now project full dome videos and take star exploration to the next level. Take up-close trips to planets, nebula, and other celestial phenomena. Daily shows automatically update for 8:40 p.m. each night. Stargazing nights are set to update by the minute. The Ellis Planetarium Health and Science Museum, located at 401 West Caswell Street, in Kinston, North Carolina. They have daily shows Tuesday through Sunday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Saturdays are 12 p.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. Scheduled shows are free to the public. Any shows given to groups outside of the normal schedule are available for $1.50 per person. Please contact at 252-939-3302 to schedule school field trips, day camps, and other trips. And we're back. If you'd like to call in and discuss social media and how it relates to writing, the number is 310-982-4134. So I thought I'd take a moment to talk about the cost of advertising. According to WebFX.com, the average cost for outsourcing a social media advertising campaign is between $450 to $6,000 per month, with monthly ad spends ranging from $200 to $50,000 or more. Those are some huge numbers. I don't know a single author who can consistently shell out up to $6,000 a month for advertising, not on social media anyway. But that's kind of what we're looking at today, isn't it? How beneficial is that money? How far does that money go? How much money does that earn you? And there's different ways you can take the route I did, the Facebook ad, the Twitter ad. I believe Instagram, you can do that too. Everything wants to give you the opportunity to promote yourself for a cost. But is that cost relatable to you as an author? To you as a writer, to you as a person who probably works a full-time job to support this crazy, I want to call it habit because that diminishes what we do, but I have to work to support my writing habit, so I imagine other people do as well. So what are some things authors can do to get the word out there? One of the things that I found is beneficial is our book reviews. I got more feedback from book reviews because then it's a community effort, right? You have the book reviewer posting on your behalf. Usually the site that the review is posted is also posting on your behalf. Amazon, they have a wonky system in place, but if you get a lot of reviews on Amazon, your book is more prolific. So that's definitely an avenue to take is to have reviews of your work so that other people can see it. That was part of the reason why we launched theliterarygoddess.com, the book review site, so that we can give people another avenue that didn't cost them. It's hard enough to write a book, but when you realize how much the actual investment is once you've written the end, it's a little daunting, and I imagine there's a lot of books that aren't getting written today because that cost is high, and it's not always something people are willing to pay. Now, there's an article on BookBub that's tips for authors using social media. And one of the things that it mentioned is community over sales. This kind of goes towards what the reviews that I were talking about. Once you have more people talking about your book, you're going to generate more interest in others. And then, you know, when you're out there pushing your book and posting your advertisement sales or even just something about the book, you want to make sure that what you're posting isn't all about you, because then you're not part of the community. You're just saying, hey, look at me, I'm here. So it's important to engage your audience. So one of the things that I learned recently about social media and how to get your words out there, there's programs called Buffer or Hootsuite or things like that that will enable you to tie in all of your social media accounts, sometimes free, sometimes for a cost. It depends on the program that you're using and how many accounts that you have. And what this allows you to do is it allows you to sit down and schedule all of your posts for the day, for the week, for the month. And that way, you're not having to focus so much time and effort into your social media advertising, but you can have more control over it. You can post what goes on Facebook, what goes on Twitter, what goes on Instagram, etc., and when you can post it. And you want to post frequently because you want to remain in the public eye. That's not to say you want to go in and spam the same message every hour. I'm pretty sure they frown on that. But it's a way to help you, you'll schedule your tweets in advance or your Facebook posts so that you can also link to articles and blogs that you found interesting. And if, like for me, I try to do that once a week. I'm not very good at it because I am all over the place right now with the site launch. But we'll get to that in a second. But for now, I'd like to introduce you to our next sponsor. This is Serenity. The Serenity Modern Apothecary in Kinston, North Carolina is near and dear to me. The website is www.serenitymodernapothecary.com. Serenity is spelled with an E, by the way. I hope you will go online and look at what they have to sell. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised and know that we ship for free. Serenity Modern Apothecary of Kinston, North Carolina is a modern apothecary. Traditionally, an apothecary was referred to as someone who made and sold medical ingredients, gave general medical advice, and performed a wide range of medical-related services. Today, they would be the equivalent of a modern pharmacist or chemist. We believe in the transformational powers of natural ingredients to address today's imbalances. We have one mission, which is to provide a natural alternative to those seeking to find balance in their life. Our name reflects the mental, physical, and emotional state of peace and tranquility we aspire to achieve. We offer a variety of natural, modern products to bring balance. We proudly support those who serve in the military and offer a military and veterans discount. You can find us online at www.serenitymodernapothecary.com. Now, Serenity is spelled S-E-R-E-N-I-T-E. You can also find us located in downtown Kinston, North Carolina at 118 West North Street. We look forward to seeing you. Have a great day. Okay. So how can you, as an author, utilize social media without breaking your budget and still reach people? Well, you have to educate yourself. That was my biggest downfall. I had no idea what I was doing. And it just got more daunting as my children grew up and just learned how to do it all on their own. They could reach 1,000 people in 30 seconds. And then another program or another platform would come out. I remember when Snapchat came out, and I was certain that it was going to be the death of humanity. People were walking around taking funny pictures of themselves everywhere and masking their face with little dog and deer images. I was completely turned off by that. It just made me feel like we were turning into such a vain society. And then, you know, I realized that's one person, me, that's my opinion, and it doesn't have any bearing on what the rest of the world thinks. My daughters love to take selfies. I have so many pictures of from their neck to their forehead that I just don't know what I'll do with them all. If they ever went missing, I would definitely have enough pictures to provide the world. Clearly, I don't want my children to go missing. But so I had to learn which form of social media I enjoyed the most. Which one would I consistently use? Facebook's easy. I know everything. Well, I don't know everything, but I know what it can and can't do. I know what my limitations are. I know how many followers I have and how many friends that I have. Twitter about the same. I just recently learned I could change my Twitter name so that I could tie it into the website. So I was excited about that. Instagram, I have a pretty good following. A pretty good foundation on now. I just recently started on LinkedIn. I always thought LinkedIn was just something to help you get a job. I didn't realize people actually talk to each other on it. There's also programs like Pinterest. I'm a big fan, but not for anything that has to do with writing. I learned how to eat on the keto diet from Pinterest. I'm definitely a fan of Reddit. I think the people of Reddit are incredibly witty and incredibly funny. I rarely post because it's an intimidating platform, but I absolutely love reading it. You have to learn the different areas. So take Facebook, for example. How can you get more people to see your post? How can you get more people to see your post on Facebook? I've learned that the best way to do that is to hit up everybody you know and ask them to share it. I've done like and share campaigns where you get a group of people together to like and share that specific post. And that gains more traction, especially if they share it on their own Facebook profile. That has gained a lot of traction for me, and I've done really, really well for it. It doesn't cost anything. It did far better as a like and share campaign than it did when I actually paid Facebook $50 to advertise my post. And on Twitter, you're almost going to have the same conversation. If you can get other people to share or to retweet your post, then you're more apt to have a larger viewing. But one thing that Twitter has over Facebook is their hashtag game. It's really interesting how hashtags can bring your post more visibility. So, for example, to advertise this episode of Goddess Talks, I would probably have tied in Saturday thoughts, Saturday motivation, even though they're not specific to what we're talking about today. It is Saturday. These are my thoughts. I am motivated to help build cohesiveness between social media and writing and to prevent people from making all of the same mistakes that I did. So let's take a look at that. Like I said earlier, the trending hashtags right now, a lot of them involve Saturday morning. It's not anything to add those to your post. Instagram is the same way. My only complaint with Instagram is I can't include links in my images. I struggle with the thought of putting a link in a comment and that people will actually follow it, but they do. Every time I posted an image that said link in comment, it generates a decent amount of clicks, so I can't complain. I'm not usually a visual person, so pictures and photos haven't always been my primary means of communication. I started almost like a little video that I was posting on Instagram of myself talking, just putting it out there, not really talking about anything. But that video that's just about me talking about a missing cell phone generated more than my previous post talking about actual content. So Instagram, once you tie in the hashtags as well and you focus on what's trending at the moment, it does enable you to reach more people. But again, the more people share, the more people comment, the more visibility you're going to receive. Now for LinkedIn, I'm very new to that, so I can't speak with any authority. Well, I can't speak with any authority on the different forms of social media. I can only speak to my journey that was expensive in the beginning, faded over time, but now I'm starting to take the time to learn how they impact each other. As I mentioned earlier, there are programs that allow us to tie all of these social media platforms together, schedule posts, and also be available to comment or thank somebody for sharing or thank somebody for retweeting. And don't be afraid to have those conversations. If you have somebody who's consistently going through and sharing your work or retweeting your work, they're doing you a solid. You should definitely take the time out of your day to thank them. I don't think people care how often they get thanked. It's definitely not something you can do too often. So our Literary Goddess website, which is at www.theliterarygoddess.com, it's going to go live on July 1st. I don't know why I keep saying go live. It's already up. I'm trying very desperately to get everything ready so that it's fully functioning by July 1st. One of the things that I plan to do to utilize social media, the first thing I did was I went to a couple of different websites and I got lists upon lists of small press publishers, small press authors, and anybody who had a website with direct contact information. And what I'm going to do next is I'm going to send them an individual email and I'm going to invite them to visit the site. I'm going to tell them what the site is for. I'm going to give them a link to submit their books for review. And I'm doing that because I still believe that direct communication is the most beneficial way of getting the word out there. It takes people to be in a village, it takes people to build a village, and it takes people to live in a village. So what I hope to do is to start building relationships with the publishers and the authors so that when I ask them, will you share this? They're more apt to do it because people like working with other people. It's easy to to dismiss someone online. It's a lot harder to do it when they're asking you a direct question. That's not to say it doesn't happen. I spent about 8 hours on the phone yesterday trying to get donations for a Nintendo Switch, and I have got told no more yesterday than I have in a long time, and I'm pretty good with sales. But moving on, I'm going to play the ad for the Literary Goddess website. I do hope that you will call in. The number is 310-982-4134. And let me know how advertising works for you. Welcome to the Literary Goddess Book Reviews. Our mission is to provide a place for authors, publishers, writers, reviewers, and readers of books to showcase their work, provide marketing avenues, as well as provide reviews of published works, and offer educational opportunities for professional development. Our company is built upon the principle that all creative thinkers deserve a place to showcase their achievements and to allow for personal and professional growth through shared experiences. This vision will provide services utilizing websites for reviews, as well as blog talk radio and podcasts to promote authors and their work. Please visit theliterarygoddess.com and find your new book today. Okay, so we have about 4 minutes left. It's always surprising how much people are willing to spend to get if they don't have a full education on what they are spending. There's a program that I am a big fan of called Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R.com, and it is a freelance service marketplace. There are people all over the globe who profile their skills. And why that's important is this is where I learned so much of what I was trying to do. There are people who will help you grow your Twitter account. They'll grow your Twitter followers or your Facebook followers or your followers. They'll teach you or do for you. They'll tag the messages appropriately so that you get more viewers or get more more followers. And what's cool about Fiverr is a lot of times you can get started for $5. I do have AS calling in. Give me one moment. Hello there, you're online.
Oh, hello. I just called in. I just wanted to find out what the show was about.
Oh, well, who are you?
Hi, my name is Patricia. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Well, hi, Patricia. I'm Christy. This is Goddess Talks, and I'm talking about the relationship between social media and writing. Are you an author?
New, working on that.
So that makes you an author.
Oh, yes. And I'm pretty much new on social media. The very bio that I wrote down on my notes in this team call was I just wanted to learn, obviously, that and just, you know, listen to what the correlation of that is.
Well, I'm glad you called in. I love having someone to talk to. I struggled a lot with that when I started writing, and this was years ago. There wasn't nearly as many platforms as social media. And it actually, because I was so unsuccessful in the advertising portion, I stopped writing for almost 7 years. So I'm trying to avoid that in other people.
Okay. So are you, is your writing part transformational, inspirational, talking about spirituality in other areas? And I, did you just say that you worked in advertising?
Not yet, to be perfectly honest. This is all a new venture. The I personally write usually paranormal fiction, things along that line. But the website that I'm launching, theliterarygoddess.com, that's going to do book reviews of all types. So definitely when you finish whatever it is you're working on, will definitely be a platform for you to engage other readers.
Right. Yeah. You mentioned the paranormal, and I'm coming into, I have started to come into my gifts with few years ago, and well, to understand them. So I believe one of my writings, the book, will be along the paranormal, but it would probably be written, yes, from my experience, but it would be to fictionalize it, you know, names and that sort of thing, including, you know, mine, and to write it in that genre or, you know, and as a, that was a learning experience. And it was difficult, and particularly when I'm talking about past lives and the karmic one, and just really stumbling around and trying to find the help when you're on a limited budget. Let's put it that way.
That is a real thing. I'm telling you that the reason why I wanted to do specific to this episode was because we spend a lot of money and have very little results in the beginning. But writing doesn't have to be that way. Writing can be a community effort as long as we all rely on each other and we build up each other and aren't afraid to share each other's work. And that's kind of the point I was trying to make today. So I'm actually quite glad you called in, because I want people to see that it is doable, that we are a community and that we will help each other and that we're not afraid to utilize all the social media platforms in doing so.
Right. But obviously, of course, my thought is that you have to be aware and be wise in what you, how much you put on social media. I mean, yes, it just depends on where you're at in your career. I mean, I'm a new author, so yes, this is part, part of this, you know, my gift set, you know, and life mission.
Right.
But also, you have to understand the business too. You don't want to put everything, you know, your whole book on there. You want to obtain your
right
your lead
you want
generation, you know, for your customers, and you know, then you know, enough where, and then of course you'll be getting into, well, I'll probably be evolving into speaking, and just, you know, present enough where you are attracting your potential clients and turn them into clients from leads and build customers and so on and so forth, as I'm learning
this. It is. It's an adventure, and it takes time. I actually had, in the beginning, I was mentioning Fiverr before you called in. What I did was I actually paid someone, and it's usually pretty cheap, like $5 or $10. And I'd say, I don't want you to do this for me. I just want you to show me what you do. And they're usually pretty quick to point that out. So, because there's, if you go on, and it's fiverr.com, and it will, you just type in what you want to do, social media campaign, Instagram followers, Twitter followers, whatever it is you're trying to gain, and it will help you. Do you have, would you like to share with the listeners, if you have a website or Facebook or Twitter, so they can start following you?
I'm very, very new, so there's no website, you know, yet.
Okay.
You know, there, so it's, and like I said, my book is still in my, it's still in the spirit in my head. and it's not, you know, it's just some ideas, you know, one that I have written down, and of course this past life experience, the experience that has taken me on. And yes, I'm working on just getting this forth and bringing this forth. And I'm start writing, you know, what I have surfaced on my my thoughts on paper, and then go back and then fill in details, you know, as I, you know, move along. But I'll probably, now I do have a LinkedIn account, and I'm learning how to use that. And
I'm new to LinkedIn, but I'm definitely a fan.
Right. It's obviously different than the, and that's more of a business website, not a social, you know, website.
Mm-hmm.
It's business related, but still, obviously, you know, people probably use that social media, but meaning that, you know, as opposed to Facebook. I mean, you know, something, you know, whatever. You can't unlike somebody.
Right.
Right. But it, I find it, you know, the more that I learn, it's quite effective as well, obtaining, you know, clients, customers, and, you know, connecting to communities on there. And there are, you know, many communities, you know, on there from A to Z. So, so yes, like I said, you know, I'm glad I called in. I just apologize for not calling in time. I just woke up a few minutes ago.
The show, I believe the show ended like 5 minutes ago, but that's cool. I don't mind at all. I'm just glad that you saw something that interested you, and my whole goal in this is to build a following to help authors. I just don't want people to feel that same level of disappointment and devastation that I felt when I couldn't sell anything. And I couldn't sell anything because I didn't know what I was doing. So I'm just trying to provide the information for people so they don't make those same mistakes. So they're not going to spend money where it's unnecessary.
Right. And I mean, obviously I'm going to go through the self-publishing route and obviously, you know, probably in this to help of some, you know, probably maybe another independent, you know, author or, and then to help me along and maybe, you know, possibly come under their, you know, label or whatever, so to speak, maybe, I don't know. But
well, I read an article recently that said just that if you go the self-publishing route and you're good at the social media advertising and you're good at getting your word out there, that publishing houses will come to you. If your work speaks for itself, let it. But you've got to give it a platform to speak.
Right. And, you know, that's what I just saw my, you know, self as self-publishing. Because, you know, as I have listened to other calls, I mean, related to writing, so on, it's that publishing world is a different animal. You know,
yes, it is
one, you have to learn that business, no matter what it be, it's writing, publishing, or music, or what you're involved in, so that you, one, know what you're doing, and, you know, protecting yourself and your creation, so that you're not giving away or giving out so much. And that, you know, you want to share, you know, bring forth, teach, that sort of thing. I mean, you do, you know, it becomes your business.
Right. And I think that's what a lot of people aren't, they don't realize right away. So it's a very good thing that you do. Everybody who writes because they have words in their head that they want to put down in paper or on a screen or however you choose to write. It's almost a compulsion for most individuals who have a story to tell. But what we don't often talk about is that when you put that much effort into something, you're trying to build a business. You're building a brand, and you are that brand. And how you advertise a brand in 2019 is dramatically different than it was 20 years ago. 20 years ago, if a book was published, it was usually published by a New York publishing house. There were book tours and television campaigns and all of that, but the world doesn't work that way anymore.
Yes. I mean, you know, it's, you know, just being a new person from the outside, you know, and as I said, I've, you know, listened to these various calls myself, and getting on to list of, you know, persons who have written and, you know, they're self-publishing. Yeah, it's a different world, and that's good. But, you know, and then how to use social media effectively to help yourself and your business brand, and, you know, and to keep it in perspective. So, but anyway, I shall let you go on. Now that I know, you know, I will have one resource to
oh, absolutely.
No. So thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Best oh, thank you so much for calling in. I truly appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you so much for calling in. I hope you all have a wonderful day. I look forward to hearing from you. Our website is www.theliterarygoddess.com. And I will see you on Saturday with our weekly recap, 9 o'clock a.m. Bye.